Okay. Any question? No. Memes?
Where are we?
Memes, you know it all. And you know where we left the subject. Right? More important than that. What is the subject?
We're talking about prudence.
Why?
Advice.
It's a good question. What's to being prudent about? What is this book about? Because if it's not in that book, be careful. That's a very logical, good advice that any selfish parent will give to the children, right? Be careful. So, is he talking about being careful like that? If yes, why? When did subject came along? Do you remember? I always try to somehow point out that, remember, talk is cheap, okay? And talking will provoke a lot of nonsenses before coming out even. Because before talking, you talk to yourself. We call it thinking, but you're talking, right? This is what the language is. And right at the beginning, we told you that. We told you, I'm sorry. The thing you want to know, this stuff, is not explainable. You cannot do it with the language. Do you remember that? We even said, you know what? Your normal language is for you, for your business. You created it. We don't talk like that. We talk poetic. Why? Because when we talk poetic, we don't give you a lot to think. Instead, we give you a lot to imagine. And you remember right at the beginning, we talked about it, book one, first story, second paragraph. We talked about this, we said, remember, what we are talking about, our life, our space is imagination. This is what we have, the animal don't. So, this is where we concentrate, right? Then we explain the imagination somehow. Do you remember? We explain that imagination is not what you think, first of all. These are the words that we choose. What else can we do? You have to choose some of the words you know, right? Okay, so we choose some words. And we are going to explain what we mean by this. The explanation came at the beginning of book two. Because book one, there was no explanation. What was explained in book one? Do you remember book one? What was in it? Almost nothing. Because everything was a cute story and talking about something that was understandable. Am I right or wrong? Do you remember? It was like this. First he said, listen, you're in love with your brain and the rules, so exceptions, you miss it. Because your brain is in love with the goldsmith, right? Then what? I said, listen, you look at the stuff which you look similar and you think they are similar. Because the only thing you see is the form, not the essence. But he didn't talk about form and essence, right? He put it to the book too. He said, this is it. Then let me tell you about jealousy. There is this Jew? The other Jew? And he chooses the word of the Jews? Why? Is he anti-Semite? He's in love with Moses. What anti-Semite? Jahd, Juhud means the fellow who tries and believes in his own power. That's Jahd. Trying, the effort, pursuing. He said, let me talk about that. Then he said, okay, let's talk a little bit philosophic. The only philosophic reference in that book was, do you remember the story? A very lovely, cute story about the animals in the jungle and the lion and the rabbit. Like that. Did he ever offend directly your brain? Because that's book one. And in book one, he's trying to give you the path to the next level. What is the path in book one? Love. To understand what love is. And he was fantastic. How did he do it? Try to do it, you. Try to write a booklet. You will see that you cannot. But he did it. How? He didn't say what love is, because you cannot say. He always said what love is not. Understand this one is not it. Because how could you explain love? That was book one, right? In book two, he said, okay, now you have to change everything. Do you remember book two? A very big opening with the bizarre stuff in it. And he said, listen, first of all, this is not the personal information. Secondly, your enemy is you. And the third is your idea about humanity. What is humanity to you? So to you, humanity? Yeah, you know, it's an animal. Human being is an animal who is the descendant of apes, monkeys. They're the cousins. Today we know it all, right? He said, that's not what I'm talking about. Means what? Means that we are not animal? In this book, you will understand what he was saying there. He said, we are animals, but that's one side of the coin. At the other side of the coin, look at the other picture, other image of humanity. Do you remember? For example, here I would say, yeah, you could talk about the human beings as being, this is stupid. Because what else could you call it? An animal. Because you believe it's an animal, right? Okay, an animal in a planet with no enemies is killing itself. It's his own enemy. That's what we are talking about. It's not only in the society. It's here. Me and my enemy. Right? He said, okay, let's forget all the enemy image that you picture and all that. Put it aside. Have the new picture, which is the imagination of my beloved. Do you remember that verse? It said it's like Abraham. The imagination of my beloved is like Abraham. It looks like an idol, but it's an idol breaker. Means think about that one. Why? Honest to God, that's the best example we could give you. Because who builded the idol for you? The idol you worship. Who built it? You, yourself, and the idol is your ego. That's what you were talking about. Do you remember? Don't try to change the universe. Change yourself. And look at you. You have that enemy inside. The ego, right? Okay, Abraham started like that. It's okay, everybody would start like that. But there was a point that he realized that temporary stuff are silly. And by temporary, I mean any temporary stuff, even the life of this animal, this is temporary. Am I temporary? No. This could die tonight. Could I die tonight? My personality is with my friends, my students, my colleagues, and all that. That's what I am. I am the teacher. This is not the teacher. And that teacher will not die because his teaching will go on with you. Like it or not, you are influenced. With what? What I received, I gave back to you. The first part of that paragraph. Remember the opening one? Because when I was looking for it, it was not done. When I brought it back, it started to be something. When I was going to the classrooms and studying it, it was a very serious situation because I was studying it with different teachers that none of them believed the other one is a human being. Like that. One of them was a mullah with a turban that I give his name. The other one was a mathematician, pro-Russian stuff, leftist, atheist. So I was just receiving, receiving, receiving. When I was forced to give it back, one of my teachers told me that you have to teach these six fellows. Then I realized, because before that everything was easy, okay, explaining it, bring it out, I had to know it myself, right? What is that which is in me? It's not in this. It's not even in this. It's in this, the feeling I have about we. He explained it and said, forget about all those animal stuff. The picture is the exceptional picture. Yes, you look around and you see a lot of dummy people. Okay. So, I have the power. Should I eliminate the humanity? Because they're all like that. What about Nelson Mandela? And suddenly, everything stops. That's what we're talking about. That exception. Why? Because potentially, all of you are that. Let's begin with any of you who doubt it. Is there anyone like you in the universe? Could it ever be someone like you in the universe? The answer is no. One of the hidden rules right at the beginning of creation, if you believe some old man did it or Big Bang did it, doesn't matter. Right at the beginning, one of the first stuff was that no copies. Every individual, not a human being, which was not there. Not even atoms. I'm talking about the subatomic quarks that now we find them with attitude. This is the first rule. So, you are unique. Haven't I told you that? Haven't we talked about it? Okay, that's about it. That exceptionality in you. That's why I always repeat, do not try.